USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A late-night vote in the House on the $1.9 trillion relief package. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing the final tally just after 2 a.m. Eastern Time.
On this vote, the yeas are 219, the nays are 212. The bill is passed. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The package includes $1,400 stimulus payments, an extra $400 a week in federal unemployment benefits, a benefit of up to $3,600 per child, and billions of dollars for schools and local governments. Two Democrats voted against the bill and now moves on to the Senate, where a provision increasing the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour is expected to be stripped following a ruling by the Senate parliamentarian. Federal unemployment benefits expire March 14th. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Day two of the Conservative Political Action Conference is wrapped up in Orlando, Florida.
Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley on cancel culture.
Speaking of being canceled, the last 6 weeks, the radical left, their corporate allies, the liberal media, have tried to cancel me, censor me, expel me, shut me down, stop me from representing the people of Missouri, stop me from representing you, and guess what? I'm here today, I'm not going anywhere, and I'm not backing down. Not a chance. Not a chance.
Former President Donald Trump giving a keynote address at CPAC on Sunday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Also speaking at CPAC on Friday were Senators Ted Cruz and Tom Cotton, along with Representative Steve Scalise. Conservatives unveiling a gold-colored statue of the former president, dressed in a jacket, red tie, and stars and stripes boxing shorts. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Three people were killed when their single-engine plane crashed into a ravine in Gainesville, Georgia on Friday. A single-engine Cessna 182 crashed about 2 miles northeast of Lee Gilmer Memorial Airport shortly after takeoff. Three adults on board the flight headed to Daytona Beach were found dead. The House has passed legislation to create about 1.5 million acres of new wilderness. The bill passed Friday would also incorporate nearly 1,200 miles of waterways into the National Wild and Scenic Rivers system. The vote comes as Democrats move to protect more public lands with President Joe Biden's blessing. Biden has set a goal of conserving at least 30% of U.S. lands and oceans by 2030. Costco is the latest retailer to increase the minimum wage paid to its employees. Here's John Clemens from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Costco CEO Craig Jelinek made the announcement while speaking before a Senate panel committee.
Since Costco's inception, the company has been committed to paying employees very competitive retail wages and providing them broad and affordable health care benefits. 2 years ago, we moved our starting hourly wage to $15 everywhere in the U.S. Effective next week, the starting wage will go to $16.
Costco has over 180,000 employees in the U.S., with another 275,000 worldwide. Costco has 802 locations worldwide, 558 in the U.S. and 45 states, including Washington, D.C., and in Puerto Rico.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.